Holding tonight, Daf Lamed Zayin Masechta Eruvin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, 37. What is the significance of the number 37? Does anyone know? You better know this answer, 37. How can you not know the significance of number 37? Shloimi, what's the significance? What?
Yosef.
What about Yosef? 37 what? What is Yosef 37?
37 years old.
Yosef was 37? No. Yitzchok was 37 years old at the time of the Akedah. He was 37 years old when his wife was born. He was 37 years old when Rivka was born. He was 37 years older than Rivka. Every time he made a birthday party for Rivka, he knew how old he was by adding the number 37. Correct?
Born on the same day of the year?
What?
They were born on the same day of the year?
I don't know about that, but at least the year. He was 37 because it says there that after the Akedah, then he was Niskal, that Rivka was born. He had to wait 3 years for her to get married. He had to wait 3 years. He dated his wife for 3 years. How do you like that?
What do you mean? When she was born, he dated her?
He didn't date his wife at all.
He knew about her. It says Aravino. He found out Ruach Kodesh. She was born. He had to wait 3 years. So 3 years he had. He had what? He went. He went to her birthday, first year birthday party, second year birthday party. No, this was his zivuk. Got to know her 3 years. Vayter. V'savat dilan daf lamed zayin. Always remember that daf lamed zayin is the number 37. Yitzchok was 37 years old at the time of the Akedah. He waited 3 years for the zivuk hagun when he was 40 years old. V'savat Rabbi Yosi ben we learn the Gemara. V'savat Rabbi Yosi in Breira. There's Rabbi Yosi old in Breira, but over here v'atan Rabbi Yosi emer shtei nashim shalokhu eskinehem be'iruv. Two women. Whenever you talk about women, you know you're in for trouble. What?
Sova Rabbi Yosi ain't Breira.
Really? It's like Gemara Takasha. The Sova Rabbi Yosi ain't Breira. The Otanan Rabbi Yosi Omer Shtei Nashim Shalachu Es Kineim Be'iruv. Aish Nasim Es Dinei Kineim L'Koyim L'Koyim. So two women give four births. Two women gave birth. And they have to bring a carbon Yoledes. An Oila Nechatas. And they give the four births to a Koyim. Or they give the money for four births to a Koyim. And then l'koin ezer sheyirtze koin Yaakov. Yaakov oylev l'ezer sheyirtze Yaakov chatas. Brera, the koin takes the four birds. They have not been designated. They have not been specified. So the koin can do whatever he wants. Omar, so therefore, why? Hover hadover l'mafreya. When the koin goes and he brings the carbon, we're going to say retroactively, whichever one he wants. That's when look at Rashi. Rashi explains l'ezer, Rashi says l'ezer, Menakinim sheyirtzu beis hapredes Yaakov oilos l'shtehen hoshem v'yaskan ho'echod Yaakov shtehem chatois l'shtehen hoshem v'kol shkenim bo l'chale kol kan v'kan predel oilo predel l'chatas l'shabedami alma medikta omar shemut l'ikach kinem be'eruv. They're permitted to give their birds together mechlal d'yesh brera. Damrinan we say huvrar hadavar, it's been retroactively decided. Shazoi hapreda shekriv l'shma shalzoi shalohi. The one that the koyin.
Where's the brera?
They give four birds. Each woman has to give her own birds. Four, two women. They give four birds. So, when the koyin is makriv a bird, one bird as a carbon oila for Rachel. How do you know it's for Rachel? How could you say it's for Rachel? Rachel has an obligation. What? But Rachel has to pay for it, and Rachel has to designate this bird is going to be my carbon oila. This bird is my carbon chatas. Leah has to say, this is my oila, this is my chatas. So if you give to a kohen, if two women give to a kohen, here we have four birds. We have not specified which bird belongs to me, which bird belongs to my friend. We have not specified which bird is an oila, which bird is a chatas. They just...
In the nest, there was two birds in each nest.
They gave four birds. Be'eruv. Make so Rashi.
One and three, one and four, one and two, or you only can do one and three and two and four.
What? You have to give four birds. Two women give four birds. What's the? I don't understand. The women come. Each one has to bring a set.
Two birds are in a nest. Two birds are bringing in their nest. So let's call it bird A, B, and bird CD.
So Rashi says either or. Rashi says two scenarios. He says either they give four birds together or they give two sets. Read the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi Nochemo. Le'eze menakidim sheyirtze beza predis Yaakov lo'ilis l'shter noshem me'eskano echad, whichever one he wants. Menakinim sheyirtze beza predis Yaakov lo'ilis l'shter noshem ve'eskano echad Yaakov shem chatois l'shter noshem. So there's a nest. There's two and two. They give two, like I guess it comes in a package. It comes in a plastic bag. You buy like in a vacuum sealed container. There are two birds.
So one and two are purchased together, and three and four are purchased together.
Correct.
And you can't give one and three.
Right.
No.
They bring the Kohen two sets. The Kohen is makriv set A two oilos and set B two chatois. You give the Kohen two packages. Make believe you give him two bags of potato chips. Each bag of potato chips has two servings. Okay, you have a bag of potato chips. It says in the thing two servings per bag, vacuum sealed. You give the Kohen, each one costs 50 cents. They together put on the counter. This one puts two quarters on the counter, and this one puts two quarters in the counter. And the guy behind, the Chinese guy behind the counter, gives them two bags. He takes out from behind the counter two bags of potato chips. Got it? Two women walk into a store. One woman takes out of her pocket two quarters. The other one takes out two quarters. They put on the counter. The Chinese guy behind the counter, he takes from under the counter two bags of potato chips. Two bags.
One and two belongs to woman A, and three and four belongs to woman B, or the opposite is true. One and two belongs to woman B, and three and four belongs to woman and A.
No, nothing belongs to nobody. Nothing belongs to nobody. That's exactly the point. Nothing belongs to everything is up in the air. All we have over here are two sets, and each set is two birds. The Kohen now, he takes bag of potato chips number one, and he opens up the bag and he brings both of them as a carbon oilice, two oilice. He then opens up vacuum sealed bag with it's been an expiration date of 3 years, vacuum sealed, and he opens up them and he brings them both as chatois. So we say that Chuvah Dovah L'Mafreya, that when he brought the first oila, it was for Rachel. And the second oila, and that same bag was for Leah. And then when he brings the two chatois, the one chatos was going to be for Rachel, one for Leah. The Kohen gets four birds, two and two. He does whatever he wants he can do. It's up to him because these birds have not been designated. Not like this, not like that. If there's no designation, he can do with it whatever he wants, and whatever he does is going to be good, and we're going to say that Lemafreya. I don't know what's so hard to understand. We're wasting time over here. What's so...
Bird one and bird three and give it for Rachel?
Yeah.
Why? You're from two different beds.
That's exactly the point. Brera. That's exactly the point. Why not? They bring them together.
What does Braver do? It can't be. It's either one and two belonging to
one. No, they put on the table four quarters. Each quarter is a bird. Two women walk into the store and they put on the counter four quarters. One woman takes out of her purse two quarters. Another puts it on the table another two quarters. They put it down on the counter. The guy behind the counter puts the four quarters into the register, into the cash register. And then he takes out two bags of potato chips. So let me ask you, there are four quarters and there are four servings of potato chips. And the four servings of potato chips are contained in two separate bags, vacuum sealed. Which quarter has gone to pay for which? Which quarter? There were four quarters and there are two bags of potato chips and each one has two servings. Which quarter has gone to pay for which serving? Tell me.
Go ahead.
The answer is, you know who's going to make that decision? The Kohen will make that decision. The Kohen's going to get the two bags of potato chips. He'll open them up, and he knows that there were four quarters given by two women to purchase these four servings. And he will decide what he wants to do, that two will become oilos, two will become chatois, and for each respective woman.
When you were born, did anyone bring for you a set of birds? When you were born, did anyone bring for you birds? So that's why we have this problem now. Because if someone would have brought for you two birds, a chadas and an oila, then this would be so simple to you. It's because you lost out. No one brought birds when you were born. It's a chaval. Weit, the savar Rabbi Yossi ain't brave. The time Rabbi Yossi Mershtay Nosh Lakush is kinem be erev. Oish Nasu de me, they may gave money like name Lakoin, Eze Lakoin. Eze Shayerza Kod Yakrev. Oilo Ula Eze Shayerza Yakrev Chatos. Let's do the Rashi. Rashi, in this Rashi lies all of the Yasodas of Brera. If everything you wanted to know about Brera, every single Yasod is in this Rashi. Rashi, if you take this Rashi, you dissect it, you'll know every single thing there is to know about Brera with all of the Rishonim. Rashi says, Menakinim, from the two sets, Sheyirtze, that he wants, Beis HaPredos. What? I didn't do it because you interrupted me. I didn't get to the very end.
Okay, go ahead.
Yaakov, L'shtei Anoshim, V'yaskana Achad Yaakov, Shteihen Chatois. L'shtei Anoshim, V'kol Shekein, like what you want. Rabbi Shol, you have to go on mute. Rabbi Shol Lehman, the Rabban Shol Yisrael. We have to ask the Rabban Shol Yisrael to go on mute. How disrespectful this is, Erev Rosh Hashanah. You have now what to say, Al Chait. I'm not going to even say Al Chait for this because I have such Groyse Chatoim, this doesn't even register by me. Right, the Kol Shein and Bol Lechali Kol Kan Vekan Predel Yoylo Predel Lechatos to Shabbat is certainly. Like what you wanted to sit Shlomi, you take each bag of potato chips. This bag is for this woman. This is for the woman. There are two servings. One is a chadas and an oila. You wanted to say this one. You want like what you wanted to say. You wanted to no. You didn't want. You want to one and two go for Rachel and three and four go for Leah. Certainly, that's going to be even better. That's even more preferred. Now that statement of Rashi in and of itself is worthy of an entire shir for 1 hour. Why is that called a kol shekein? Shlomi, if you hold of the principle of Brera, what difference does it make if the Kayin he does 1 and 3 or 1 and 2? Shlomi, hear my question to you?
I don't know what this has to do with retroactive at all. Brera means retroactive.
Yeah. A woman has to designate, it has to be hers. A woman.
It has to be designated. What does that have to do with retroactive?
Because
retroactive.
You have to pay for it. You have to pay. It's like lochem, like an esrog.
Because they said la'ezah shemit sheyirta. They didn't say which one.
A woman has to pay for her bird. She has to pay for it. You cannot be defined before you give it to the kohen. Is there anyone in this entire world that can define who paid for what? I'll give you a nafkamina. There's a nafkamina. Let's say there's a Yerusha. Let's say these two women are related somehow and they die, and it goes down to the Yarshim. So it's Tefusa Sabayis. Yoivel, there are a lot of shilas of Yoivel. There are nafkaminas lahalocha. Until the coin is makar of the birds, it's not clearly defined who owns what. It's owned as a shutfis. It's a partnership. We together own 4 birds. We cannot define in halacha who owns what. And there are practical nafkaminas in the situations of chesha misha, which I don't know what they are. But there are nafkaminas. If you cannot define who owns what, all you know is that these 4 birds are jointly owned by these two women. That's a chesha mishpat problem. Now, in the laws of kachem, it's a bigger problem because you have to pay for your own carbon. I cannot bring a carbon for you. Rachel cannot bring a set of karbonis for Leah, and Leah cannot bring for Rachel. There are no sponsorships. There's no din of sponsoring someone's carbon when it comes to Yoledes. Or Yoledes, if you want to be a sponsor, you have to give her the money. You can't, cash is king. You give her the money, you don't give her the, you can't go to the, okay, I'm going to sponsor this. We see these women over here, I'm their sponsor. Here are the birds, be makar of the carbon for them. It doesn't work like that. They have to be the owner. Here they paid for it, but it's a shutfis. It's not defined. Now the kud is being mark of the carbon, you are retroactively defining who owned which bird. You don't understand?
Continue.
Alright, let's go weiter, okay? Let's go weiter, right? Back to the Gemara. Movia says, Omar, we have a stira. So we see over here that Rabbi Yossi holds a brera. Omar Rabba, Chosam, Kishahisnu, they made a Tanai. They made a Tanai. So when you make a Tanai, Rashi, look at the first one of Rashi. Shahanoshim Beinayim, Shomit, Shayakov, Akoyin, Lashma, Yehe, Shalah. So the moral here is introducing a Nai Yedin in Breira. This is all the heavy duty stuff of Breira. When you make a Tanai, there's two types of Breira. There's a Breira that you make a Tanai, and there's a Breira where there is no Tanai. When someone else is making the condition. In other words, Breira is really the same thing. It's,
I thought he's saying there's no Breira here, because since they made a Tanai, you don't have to come on the
Breira. No, who told you that? Who told you that? So it says the Art Scroll?
This is a kind of a
Breira
with a
Tanai. Oh, a Breira. You just said that this is not called Breira. You said a mouthful. You said that this is not even the Begeder Breira. No, this is Breira. But in Breira, there are Tzvei Dinim. There are two different types, Category A, Category B. So in Red Rabbi Yossi said, Ein Breira, that's by the Eruv. By the Eruv, there was no Tanai. Okay, Rabbi Yossi was by the case, I'm sorry, not the ADD, there was a Tanai there. That was by the case of the Truma. You have a barrel of Truma, and you mafresh Truma, and then you mafresh Maiser Nishen, you mafresh Maiser Sheni Umeichel, Vashoyse Miyat, and whatever is left over is going to be Truma and Maiser. You can't do that, because that's Breira, and then you're going to make a Tanai. You didn't go make. You're mafresh. You says it should be this. This should be that. You know. Yeah. There's no Tanai. Here it's explicit. Whichever one the person who's bringing this making a condition. Look at Rashi. Hanoshim beneim shekol nisha yakov hakoyin l'shma yehei shalah. Frek the Gemara. If they make a Tanai, yachi malamemra. What's the chiddush? Malamemra. The Gemara says kamash blon kidrav chista the amrav chista ein akinim mispar roshes. Are not going to be specified. So what is the answer? How does it solve the problem? Rashi says kamash mlon kidrav chista. Okay, chista says she'af al pi shohaya kol kan v'kan b'fnei atzmai ella she lekochum biyachad v'sal kedai techamina al korchoi. Hakoyin, what's that word of the Rashi? Afilu kivaum, they did specify la'achar lekicha. Oh, that's the chiddush. Yochol hakoyin la'asoyz kamash is an incredible chiddush. Override. This is an awesome, awesome chiddush. And that is the koyin can override there what they wanted to do if they did not make the decision in the very beginning. In other words, read the Gemara.
If they didn't make a decision, there's nothing he's overriding. He's making the decision.
No, so that's exactly the point. In other words, let's clarify a few things here.
They didn't make a decision at all about anything. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. He can make one.
No, but you would think.
He can make chattas and
oilo. No, but let me clarify. Let's clarify something. Let's go back to our case. You go into the store and you put down four quarters. You buy four birds. You put that on the table. Four quarters. The teller takes it. He gives you four birds. Right now, at this moment in time, have these four birds been designated for anything? No, they're parif.
Why do they have to be two from one nest? And two
they don't nest? Have. Exactly the point. But let me clarify. Let me hear me out. If you put down on the counter four quarters and they take the four birds, at this moment in time, are the birds been specified?
No.
Okay. Now let me, what happens right now? They walk out of the store and they say, okay, let's split. I'm going to take these two birds for myself and you take these You take these birds for yourself. You take two, and I'll take two.
Which two?
Yeah. You specify.
They name the birds. You take named. One,
two.
I'll take three and four.
Exactly, better than that. No, you know what they did. They says, and the two that I'm taking, they take a magic marker and they write down on the feathers chatas oila, and they do a hagbah, make a kinyan, and they do hocus pocus. They say l'shem yichud. They say vidui, whatever they want to go do to the birds. They do whatever you can possibly do to designate anything that you can possibly do in the world of Allah to designate that this is going to be mine, this is going to be yours, and amongst mine, this is the khatas, this is the oila, this is your khatas, this is your oila. Everything, they've crossed the T's, dotted the I's, they put the rubber to the ground. Is that the expression? Whatever it is.
Put the pedal to the metal.
No, not the pedal. There's another expression I was thinking about. Whatever. They went.
They went and they
finalized it. Now they go to the Kohen. And the Kohen sees four birds. And the Kohen says, oh, so these two birds belong to Rachel. And these belong to Leah. And Rachel has set aside this Chadas and Ayla. And the Kohen says, you know something? I couldn't care less what you decided. Couldn't give a hoot. I'll do what I want. And he picks up the bird that belongs to Rachel's chatas, and he offers it as Leah's oila. What would you say based upon everything that you know in Shas and Paiskin, and even from studying Bialik?
I don't know. I would say it's no good. I don't think this has anything to do with Brera.
I would say right. It's no good, right? It's no good. It's no good because they designated, right? Designated. Along comes the Mother Gemara, says the coin, it's 100% valid. You know why? You know why? What?
You're saying your own thing. That's not what Rashi says.
I'm telling you, it is what Rashi says. Listen to me. Hear me out. Listen to me.
That the women did not designate it.
And when did they designate it? Read right in the Rashi.
Never.
No, read Rashi. Rashi, Kamashlon Kedrav Chista. Sha'af al pi shahoy kol kam lekam bifnei atzmai. Elosh lekocham biyachad. You see what Rashi says? They bought it together. V'sal g'day dechamina, I would think, al karchoy, mikol kan tzarch lasas chatas v'oyla v'lo yachol lasas min kan echad shtey oyla l'shtey chatas l'shtey nashim.
That's what I said.
Fine, l'shtey min nashim, u'mikana be'il, read right it, keep on going. Okay, kamash malon, go, keep on, kamash malon, what does it say now? Kamash malon, Kevon deloy akbe inu behedya b'shas lekicha lemar pray the zoo chatas or pray the zoo oila. Now come the next words. Right, read the next words. Afilu kivaum. Even though they did specify laachar lekicha, they did specify. Nevertheless, yochol hakoyin lasas. Exactly what I said.
Their designation was too late.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. If when they put the...
He's reversing their designation. Their designation doesn't count.
Right. Why not? Why should it not count? Why should it not count? It should count. If each woman gave 20... Each woman put down four... They put down a total of four quarters. And they got four birds. And afterwards, they made a decision. They divide. This is mine. This is yours. Why not? Why can't they do that? And if the coin brings the wrong thing, it should be possible. Yet it says here, the coin can override. You know why? Oh, look, because the Gemara is telling you an incredible chiddush. There's only two times when birds can be designated. It's the moment of purchase and the moment of slaughter. And nothing else in the middle counts. At kidei kach, that if it was not specified at the time of purchase, it's too late to make the specification in the middle. And the only next chance you have is specifications at the time of shechita. Or malika, by a bird it's malika. You hear the vart?
Yes, go ahead.
Kamash mulan, kedrav chista, dem rav chista, ein hakinen mis barshos. The birds cannot be specified. Ela ibe l'kichas balim at that moment in time, or ibe desias kain. So therefore, that's why That is why. So what? How does that explain this? That's a chiddush. The case of it is going shehisnu. They made it tanai. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is she'af al pi shoy. Go back to the Rashi, the beginning of the Rashi. She'af al pi shohoya kol kan v'kan bifnei atzmai. Ela shelekochum biyachad. Even though each one is separate, but they purchased it together. V'sal gidai techamin al korchoy mikol kan tzorich lasayis chatas v'oyla. V'lo yucha lasayis min kan echad shtei oylas v'lishtei anashim. The love adaita the hachiyav. It's not where their kavana was. No, that's the chiddush of this brisa. Brera works even in this case, because you will think that when they bought it, when the women bought it, you may think that it was self understood. If we're buying two sets, the only brera the kohen has a right to do is to decide which set belongs to me and which set belongs to you. That's the only thing he can decide. He cannot make, but from each set, one must be a chatas, one must be an oila. The main chiddush over here is that the kohen has a right even to make a decision which one is going to be the oila, which is the chatas. He can even take one set and bring them both oilas and one set both chatas. Hello?
Yeah, okay, you want to continue.
You don't understand what I said?
It's not going to help.
We want to welcome to the Ulam Rabbeinu Shimon Obermeister, the Rosh HaYeshiva of the Yeshiva of O. You know that? He has a yeshiva in his house. It's called the Yeshiva of O, a circle. The Yeshiva of Welcome Rabbeinu Shimon to the Ulam. Shlomi is very excited. Look, Shlomi is... Lamed Zayin. We're up to Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin, the very bottom. No, Lamed Zayin on the base. The very top. Ella, Ibel, Kichas, Bola, Ibel, Kichas, Bola, Ibel, fine. Okay, so if we're done with this, next question, the Gemara. Gemara is another kasha. V'yakati. Sov, Rabbi Yossi, Ein Brera. Really? Does it really hold? There's no Dina Brera. Well, you do not make a tonight. Rabbi Shimon Brera is retroactive. You do something later in life, it's a revelation what your intent was when you were young. If you decide when B'Sof Yamav to become a basketball player, it's a revelation that when you were in kindergarten, that's what you really wanted to be. It's really what you wanted to do. Whatever you do later on is a revelation. That was your intent from the very, very beginning. So the Gemara says that Rav Shimon holds there's no such thing. There's no such thing as retroactive designation. It's my favorite daf in Shas, this Gemara. I relate to this. Am ha'aretz she'amar l'chover. Kach li aguda achas shel yorok. This was yesterday's daf, you should know. Yesterday's daf, this is on the day when the Agudas Yisrael added 6 people to their mo'etzes. Agudas Yisrael, how many daf in Shas have the word aguda?
Added 6 people to
the
Moeses?
Yep.
Besides your friend, who's the other 5?
He's the involvement for the previous daf.
Could you imagine how many dafim and shas have the word aguda? And on the day when it says aguda in the daf yomi is when they added 6 people to the sima shas, to the Moeses. Vaida, am orich am
al.
What? Who are
the 6 people?
Of El Yisrei's son. Oh, I don't know his name. I don't know who he is. Is right, Goldberg? A Goldberg from Tells, Cleveland. Tells, Cleveland is a Rabbi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Rabbi Miller from Toronto.
Yes.
Rabbi Yitzchok Sorotskin, who's in Lakewood. Rabbi Yitzchok Sorotskin from Lakewood. Yeah. Rabbi Hill David from Flatbush. Who else? How many is that? I don't know how to count.
Rabbi Levine.
Yeah, you wish, yeah. Who else? Who am I missing?
They were replacing 6 who were already previously there?
I don't know. They've been defected. What have they done? There are people who don't... The whole thing is not functional, the whole Moetzes. Now they have 6 people that are going to issue statements. Das Torah, it's gewaldig. Oh, the Rabbi Rucham. He's already on the Mortzis. Rabbi Malkiel Kaller is already on the Mortzis, a long time already. And Rabbi Brudni is also on the Mortzis. The Eid of Rabbi Rucham Olshin. They have now two Rosh Yeshiva from Lakewood who are on the Mortzis.
So the other one should be upset. Rabbi Yisrael Neumann should be very upset.
That's right, he should. If it was me, I would go Meshuggah. Could you imagine? If I was one of the four Rosh Yeshivas, I would go, I would mamish, steam would be coming out of my nose. I'm not joking. By me, it's all about COVID. So, six members added to the Aguda on the day where it says the word Aguda. It's unbelievable. Is that a coincidence or what? Weiter. Very good. Shlomi is very good. Chuv David Mafreya, they were always on the Aguda. Chuv David Mafreya. Or Rav Shlomi Haliwa. Rav Shlomi Haliwa, L'choyer, he's already on the Aguda. It's just that since Rav Shiva, Rav Aaron Schechter, he's on the Aguda. I think Rav Shlomi Haliwa is also on the Moetzes. What?
Shlomi Hollywood?
Hollywood? Ooh. Shimon, you hear that? Shimon, you heard that? Shimon, you heard what you just said?
Hollywood, it's all good.
Rav Shlomi Hollywood. I gotta tell that to him. Next time I see him, I'll tell him your name, Shlomi. I'll tell him it was a Torah Sadefum. We printed in the journal, Rav Shiva, Rav Shlomi Hollywood. It was a Torah Sadefum. Vayit in the Gemara. Ela ibelikichas balmi An Amorit said to a chaver, give me an aguda, a bundle of vegetables, a gluska achas, a bulkula, give me a loaf of bread.
None of them are sellers. He's buying.
Balabas.
They're both buyers.
Fine. So the Amorit does not need divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that the Amoritz does not need to take off Maisa because we assume that the Chaver did it for him. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Am Ha'oritz Sh'omar L'Chaver, Sh'ho Yechaver Ho'elich L'Shuk, Likach Lo Yorok La'atzmoy. A Chaver was going to the market to buy vegetables for himself. That's a tremendous chiddush because normally it would say, today they would write, if Rashi was writing this today, he would write, Sh'holach Lo
Likach le ishtoy. Isn't it more important who he's buying it from or who he's buying it for?
No, he's going to buy. No, wherever he's buying, good, very good point. You're right. Let's see. The Amar
Loi. Isn't it Gemara to talk about did he buy it in the shuk from an Amar or not an Amar Chove? Whether we.
Good point. It's a very good point. Let's see the whole Rashi. To go tell the chaver, do me a toiva. A chaver is a talmud chacham. You don't go tell chacham. Adrabah, you see talmud chacham going to the street. So I'll go to the. You go sit and learn. You sit and learn. I'll go to the market and buy the vegetables. The fact that the Amoritz is mamish, such a classic case of Amoritz. That's why it's my favorite daf in the whole Shas. This illustrates why he's an Amoritz. Because he's telling the chaver, oh, you're going to the store to go buy some vegetables, do me a toiva, buy me vegetables also. Oilam hafuch reisi. You hear?
Rashi's down the kaf schus.
Rashi's down the kaf schus? Can kachli agudu yorak ein?
The chaver was already sort of going for himself, so the amoritz is this magav, you know?
Okay, let's see. Ein tsari chaver la'aser. Now the chaver, oh, so yeah, the chaver. The chaver does not need la'aser demai me oiso shenoisin demai me oiso shenoisin la'amor. So Yishim, your question was who's the buyer? So Rashi says this: who's the seller in the market? The one that's selling is another amoritz, because it says it's demai. When he goes now and the chaver purchases this vegetable from the marketplace, all the people in the market are amoratzim. And if when you buy from Amoritz, it's a suffix. It's demai. So he comes back and he gives it to the Amoritz that asked him for the toiva. So ain't so chaver. Now it says here. So now here it's very important. The Amoritz is not coming to ask questions. Okay, the Amoritz they don't have any questions.
But how much money did he give him? Did he give him money for?
Yeah, he gave him money.
I
he gave him money to buy some celery, whatever it cost.
And he doesn't know what it cost. Otherwise, he could figure it out.
Fine. The money here is not the issue. Money is always an issue, but not in this case. He gave him the money to buy.
Here's your bag, and he hands him his bag.
The question is, now the Amo Aretz is not coming to ask a Shiloh, oh, do I have to take off Meiser? Then he wouldn't be an Amo Aretz. He's not asking Shilohs. The Amo Aretz.
We know there's a rule that a person is not Oivel
Lifnei Iver. Oh, exactly. So here, yet it says. So it says over here that when the Chover hands him the bag of celery to the Amo Aretz, the Chover has no obligation to be Mafresh Meiser. Ein tzarech chaver. We would say ein tzarech chaver la'aser d'may me'oisa sh'li oisa sh'noisei lam oretz. Why? Af al pi sh'lokach sh'lekach sh'loi v'shal amo oretz stam sh'lokach sh'loi v'shal amo oretz stam v'loi perish kishikonon ze li v'ze lam oretz. There was no specification. For who may Am Oretz likochon? He bought it from an Am Oretz. There are two Amirats in here. Yesh Brera, we say Brera, kishenoisnoi la Am Oretz. When he gives it to the Am Oretz, shezoi litzorchoi loicho, ve'ein chover ze moichur loi. There's no violation of ein chazokash and chover moitz mitachas yodai davar she'ena mesukon. That
wasn't his.
Exactly. Now, what do you mean it wasn't yours? When you went to the supermarket,
2 pounds of celery,
right?
Saying that he bought the 2 pounds and he sold 1 pound.
No, we don't say that. We say that automatically from the moment that he bought the two bags, one bag was limaf retroactively, automatically a direct purchase from the Amoritz, from the other Amoritz, one Amoritz from another Amoritz, and the one that I'm going to put in my refrigerator is going to be what I bought. Now, the moment when you're in Gladmart and you're checking out with two bags of celery, the person behind the counter is not going to say to you, sir, please define for me which bag of celery is yours and which bag of celery belongs to the Am Haaretz. That's not happening. The person behind the counter is taking your money. Here's two bags of celery. You go figure out who you want to give it to, which one you're going to keep for yourself and which one you're going to go give to the other Am Haaretz.
He's a shomer. He's a
shomer chinam. Fine, a shomer chinam. Yet we say that limafre, whichever one you decide to put in your refrigerator, is yours retroactively from the time of the purchase. And whichever one you give to the Amo Aretz was the Amo Aretz from the time of purchase, which means you were never involved in this. The Chavar had nothing to do with this. The Chavar was not involved in this. There is no obligation for the Chavar to set aside Maiser because of the halacha that if it goes to your Rishus, ein chazok, ein chover, moitzi, dover, mitachas, yodesh, enem sukin. You're not involved. You have no obligation to.
I'm saying, so you're making a technicality. He's not over with me.
No, he's not over. It's only because there's no. It's not a va. First of all, there's no because he can buy without you. That's not our sugya. Let's not get sidetracked. I want to learn. There's a different sugya of lifnei iver.
Okay, here, there's the facts,
there's no lifnei iver. Number one, it's shtei ivri dinara. Two sides of the river. No, it's not shtei ivri dinara. He doesn't need you. If you're not going to do it for him, someone else will do it for him. He doesn't need you. Lifnei iver is only true when you are the only way this guy can do the avera. You're not the only way. You're one in a million. You can go call up a delivery. You can go call a pomegranate for a delivery. You can go call up Moshe's. You can go call up Breadberry. Okay, you can go call up someone else to do the delivery for you. You don't need me. So that's there's no title lifting either. There's no din. This is not our sugya. Rabbi Shaul Lehman was very quiet over here. He probably gave a whole share in the morning of Kanshul about lifting either. There's no din here lifting either. It's not a title. Over here is a halacha. If he goes to your rishos chazok in chover moitzi dov mitachas yishen mesukin, it never was moitzi mitachas yodoi. You never had a hand in this because we say brera. That's why you have no responsibility. There's no iser problem over here because over here am oritz most amiratzim are mafresh meiser. It's only a chumra. Demai, I have no obligation to get involved over here. Don't look for trouble. Don't look for trouble where there is no trouble. Vaida. So over here, we are over here. So you see here the sugi, a beautiful sugi of Breira. Einoi tzorech l'aser divei Rabbi Yosi. Beautiful sugi of Breira. He holds Breira. Klor dibur mizdin of Breira. I was never involved. The chachamim oimrim tzorech l'aser. It's the chacham that say, no, we're going to say ein Breira. There's no Breira. Which basically means that you're the middleman. You purchase two bags of celery, and now you're selling one bag of celery. You're going to have to pay double tax. Okay, you're going to have to report this on your taxes as well, that you were a middleman. The IRS is going to have a field day when they come to this. So the Gemara now says, Epoch, you're making a big mistake. Just the opposite. Turn it around. It's Rabbi Yosi that says that tzorich la'aser, and it's the Chacham that say ein tzorich la'aser. Okay, easy way out. Easy way out. You don't have to come out. You love this. You don't need a chayim. You don't need nothing. All you need to say is a tos hadufum. Is a mistake in the girsa. Switch it around. Easy way out. Toshma. If only life was so easy. All you have to say is epoch. Come to Shemayim and you say, you're a Rasha. You're a Rasha Marusha.
You have to say epoch. And then you say to them,
afraid it was epoch. Or you tell the Ben Shalmaila, epoch. Epoch, I'm not a Rosh, I'm a Tzadik.
It's not Epoch, you're just saying that it would never happen. There was never any Shalit, that's what he said. Epoch is only if you hold the Yesh Beira, so then you thought it was of Yaisi, and you're saying Epoch, so you say Yesh Beira, that now it's not of Yaisi.
We're switching the names. We're switching the names. There's no Lomdus here. This is like, it's you get a refund on the daf Yomi, because the whole purpose is you should have some Lomdus. There's no Lomdus here. It's a Tos Adufum. What's the longest? Vaita. Toshma. Oimer, someone says, Maisa Sheyesh Lebesi Mechulal El Sel Shetala Biyodim Inakis. Another Breira Shaila. There's Maisa in my home. I want to be redeemed on the Sel Shetala Biyodim Inakis that will come up in the coin. That will. What do you mean? Right now you have a wallet. In the wallet, you have a lot of coins. You have Ethereum. You have Ethereum and you have Bitcoins. And you have BAT, you have all the different type of tokens. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Shimmy, you know what I'm talking about?
Those are the olden days.
You have in your pocket many different type of tokens. All different types of tokens, and you don't, and whichever one will come out of my pocket will be the one that I want to be to redeem the sanctity of the Maya Sosheni. That's then you pull out a coin. So now it's Breira. Sela Shetala B'yodim Inakis. This should be B'yodim Inakis. Rabbi Yosef Meir Mechulul. It works. Oh, Nochamol Breira. It works. The Gemara says the Zel B'zach Epoch. Here twice in one. The lightning strikes twice in one day. Epoch. Epoch is an extreme thing to say. Switch it around. Chachoma Medaktik B'devar. You know when you say Epoch, it's a very tragic thing to say Epoch. Because we have a chazaka, we have an assumption that Talmidei Chachamim are very precise. How could it trickle down that there's a mistake and the names are incorrect? We have to switch the names around. That's not something that you would expect. Epoch. The Gemara, Epoch, Eim, Rabbi Yosi, Eim, Loi Chilo. Frag the Gemara, my chaz is the apches tarte mikamichod. So what are you doing now? It turns out that we have over here two sugyas. You say Epoch. Because it says in our Mishnah, it says in our Sugya, the case of where a person has a barrel of wine and it's Shabbos and he wants to drink the wine, he should go and he should do through the whole procedure. I want there, whatever's going to be left over is going to be Truma Maaser. And because, and Rabbi Yosi says, you can't do it. Why don't we do the other way around? If over here we have two Braisas that clearly indicate the way the Girsa is that he holds Brera. And if you have to say one is wrong, so go after the majority. So my chozis the apches tarti mikami chodu two because of one epoch chadu mikali tarti. The Gemara says chovadei apches. The Gemara says chovadei apches. What does that mean? The Gemara answers no.
Other reasons why we feel that it wouldn't
must be reversed.
So let's learn that.
How do you know that? Chovadei apches. Havadai ipchatanya. I left out a word. Havadai ipchatanya. The answer is because it's not. It's they must be turned around. The Tani safe because it says in the same. The same. The same. Rabbi Yosi be oimer Meiser sheni meiser sheyeshli besach beisi yemechul al selach chadosha shetale biyodim inakis on a selach chadosha shetale biyodim inakis shechilal, it works. Now what do you mean? Why there does it work in that case? Midika amar hocha shechilal mechlal the hasam loychilal. So now what is the case of the selach chadosha? The selach chadosha, what is that case bechlal? And a person says I want on a new coin, Shatana, we don't even know what that case is. And there is in this case one coin. That means, Father, the case did that it does work. A way it is explained is, let's say you have in your pocket 10 coins. 9 of them are old. The date on the coin is 2019, and one coin is 2020. So in this case, it's not Brera. It's not Brera. This case, it's Klar Dibur, and there's one coin, that's Chadosha. So if a person makes a statement and says that I want that the ma'is should be redeemed on one seller, in this case it works. So what do we see here? That since Rabbi Yossi says in this case it works, umoideh, it must be that in the beginning of the braisa it does not work. If you're going to preserve the original girsa, it works in the Reisha and it works in the Seifa. It doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense to say in the Seifa Moida that he admits when in the beginning he said it does not work.
What's the difference between the two cases?
Brera, that's the difference. No, in the first case,
it's almost the same.
No, it's not. In the second case, there's no Brera. There's only one new coin. In the Seif, it says Selech Hadosha. It's leaving out a word, Selech Hadosha. In the way it's explained in the Gemara there is, it turns out there's only one new coin in your pocket. So if there's only one new coin,
in the first case, he's got many coins.
Right. So there are many coins. So either one.
And he says, I should be mechul on one of the coins.
Right. Then you need to come out to Brera. That's
mamish. Different than what he says. It should be mechul on the one coin. That
right. So that case for sure works because that's not Brera. But if you're telling me that you're going to preserve the first girsa where he holds a brera, then it doesn't make any sense. How could the end? I hold a brera, and I admit that in this case there is brera. It doesn't make any sense. It only makes sense to say that I admit in this case. If until now I'm telling you ain't brera, but in this case I admit that it works because in this case it's not a shaila brera. Obviously we have to turn it around. So therefore, this is
Why isn't it braver if it's still retroactive?
It's not retroactive.
It is. You didn't do yet.
You're going now. You're delving now into splitting hairs in all the lumnus of Brera. Okay, so you're delving into the science of Brera, and obviously, on a very simple answer is everyone to a degree holds a Brera. Everyone holds a brera, but the brera that we're discussing is a much more significant brera. The coin.
What is retroactively that I will do?
Deciding.
Retroactively that I will choose.
Choose. That you don't say. That's the machlokes.
And that he doesn't hold up.
Right.
So that I will do is okay.
So you just said a shear from Rosh Hashiva. They would pay you $100,000 to be able to say such a shear. You just said a whole lot of a shear. You're in the wrong business. You become Rosh Hashiva. You get all these tax exemptions. Question is, you have to pay the water bill if you're Rosh Hashiva. Vaita. Vaita the Gemara. So therefore, Ipcha Tanya. Diktani Seifa. Hi, Selech Chadosh. Now the Gemara goes back to just explain the fill in the details. If there are two or three new coins, the Yesh Brera. So what's the chiluk? What's the chiluk between one coin? There's only one coin. My tal. If that's the case, what do you mean tale? That will come up. So the Mari says, you're right, it's Lav Dafka. I need the Tani Reisha, Tala, Tala, Nasef, and Amitala. But this Taka is no Brera. Vaita. So therefore, we're in business. So far, so good. We started off yesterday, 2 days ago, the Sugya of Brera, when it comes to an Eruv Techumen. You want to go in multiple directions. You want to go, there are two different shuls. You go to this shul, go to that shul, the Chacham, the Rebbe, this, that, Brera. We then got into a sugya Brera regarding a barrel of wine. And where we came at, the Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Brera. And then we've challenged Rabbi Yossi with all of these brides that say Yesh Brera. And we said Ipcha, there's a mistake in the gear, so turn it around. Rabbi Yossi consistently throughout Ganshas holds Ein Brera unless you make it Tanai. Unless that was a part, that was a very important piece of Gemara, which is necessary for the complete scope of Brera. Unless when you originally do something, you make a stipulation. When you make a Tanai in the very beginning, that's a different type of Brera. Because there you're already setting yourself up for a later decision. In that case, even Rabbi Yossi holds a Brera. But when there was no Tanai, and you just want it by itself, everything, all of the pieces should fall into place, then he holds Ein Brera. And any Brisa that you're going to show me where he says Yesh Brera, tap you on the shoulder, take out a red magic marker and cross it out and change the girsa. Vait. Omole, omole, rabbi, rabbi, nachman, my high, Tana. Who is the Tana? Give me a name. I want identification, please. Passport control. I want your fingerprints and iris face scan. Man hatan dafilu b'drabanan les lebrera. Who is the Tana, even when it comes to a rabbinic enactment, there is no Brera in the Tanya, Omar Amal Chamisha Harim Lu'amar Al Ezemim She'erze. A person that's Kinlach, Yomtif. Okay, so here's the case. A person that's Rosh Hashanah, he wants a Shabbos, he has five children. They all give him an invitation to come eat by him for Shabbos. The problem is they all live outside his Tuchum. So he puts down five Eruvei Tuchumin. Each Erev Tuchumen will allow him to go to one child, but not the other. Mutually exclusive. So he says, you know what? I'm putting down five Eruvei Tuchumens. Each one will take me in a different direction to a different child, and I'll make my decision on Shabbos Kodesh. So what's the law? The law is,
this is still part of what he's saying.
No, now the Gemara comes to tell you it was my Shahaya. Ratza mibaydiyam. If he makes his decision when it's Erev Shabbos, Eruv Erev. Mishach HaShech. If he makes a decision after Shabbos begins, Ein Eruv Erev. It's no good. Now, Eruv Tuchumen is a Dirabanan. Unless you learn like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we held Daraisa, but right now we're learning it's Midrabanan. Then we see the Ein Eruv when it comes to Midrabanan. So he asked, so this question was posed by, this question, we want identification. Rava said to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not favor Rava with a response. Ishtik v'amalev lo'imidi. Silence. Silence is golden. No response. Afilu miran. Lashon hara. Lashon hara. He didn't give a response. V'lei m'lei ta'an d'be ayoy. What's the problem? V'ayoy. Shaduchim. Yisro said to his daughters, "Ve'ayoy, keren loy ve'yoy chalechem. Ayoy is the Tana that says the holds in Brera. Who? V'lemle the Tana the ve'ayoy who? Because what ayoy say? That was the back we started with this way back in the sugya Brera. Erevin is ayoy. He holds no Brera. So what's and it's midrabanan." So therefore, why didn't Rav Nachman give the answer? So Limlet, that's Ayoy, turned to be Ayoy. I lost the place 1 second. Let's say it's Ayoy. Who? The Moritz Loshmielei. He never heard of him. The Ayoy. What does Ayoy mean? Who is he? Loshmielei. This is right up your alley, Shlomi. Right upon Mamish, upon in the Gemara like none other. Ayoy. What does Ayoy mean? The Ayoy. Where is he? I never heard of him.
How can we make say Shtika Kaidah? Maybe Shtika means you never heard of him.
Oh, so you want to say, wow, that I never heard before. That's a Gvald Gvart. That's a Gvald Gadrush. I bet you they don't even say on any other Daf Yomi Shum, even Bornstein, even him doesn't say this Vart. This is a Gvald Gvart. That he was Shtika when he was quiet, being quiet was Ayoy? I don't know. That he's coming to me, the Gvald. I love it. I love that. So the late Malay turned to be Ayahu, the Lord Shmielei. Rav Yosef, fine, that's the Gemara's answer. Rav Yosef Omar, Tanai shakalta me'olma? Have you removed all of the tanoim? Now, what is Rav Yosef coming over to explain? Rav Yosef, have you deleted? Have you deleted all the tanoim from the world? Tanoim.
Unknowledgeable that you cannot identify the
Tana that holds a grave? Tanai Shokas me'alma Tanoihi. The Tana, the Brahis, I already knew about Shabbos, so I want to make an heir for all of the Shabbos, Shal Kalashana, and Tsisi Elech, Ratsisi Elech, Larsi Lo Elech. Let's say, do you know what it is? You put it in a box, you have to put it in a safe. You have to put it in a fireproof that the heir should not disappear. So you have over here in all four directions, you put down four safes, four fireproof safes to make sure that the Erev is not going to disappear for the entire year. And you make a statement, every single Shabbos I will decide which direction I want to go, and the box of matzah, what?
You have to take a specific piece of bread, which is in a
specific... No, four breads.
Yeah, but the four breads only work for 4 weeks. What do you mean 4 weeks?
What do you mean 4 weeks? Matzah. You put... It says if the whole year round you go and you put in a permanent climate controlled bunker. Yes, each four ways, four different bunkers. They're climate controlled. The box of mats in each one, and you make a statement. You say every single week I will make a decision where I want to go, and my decision for this week is not necessarily the decision for next week. As long as you can assume that the box of matzah is still there in this area, you're going to make a decision every single week. So it says over here it doesn't work because there's no brera. You can't make brera. So a klar, it's a tana. It says hareini.
It may not be brera there, obviously. It's much more deeper than brera.
I lost my Brera. This is Brera. This is the classic Brera.
Nachamacham
say, Ein Ruv Erev. Oh, so you see Klar over here, that doesn't work. Frag the Gemara, Rav Shimon over here says it doesn't work. It's good. Rav Shimon over here is the one who says it's going to be Brera. All right, darling, I'll see you back in 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Not sure yet. I got to see.
I'll see you back.
Got
to pray. Thank you.
I have to see. I may have to drop my son to Yeshiva. If not, I'll come to LC.
All right. How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem, yourself?
Okay.